It is 7:25. Welcome back to Talking Ball on 97.7 ESPN The Zone with Scott Tyson and Drew Nyarman. We are back at it, and we're back at it with some high school basketball. We were talking a lot of high school basketball before the break, and we now need to turn our attention back to high school basketball because coming up tomorrow, we mentioned a little bit about tomorrow's action. Coming up tomorrow at 11:30 a.m., it's the Fife Red Devils, 26-6, taking on Montgomery Catholic, 21-5, for that Class 3A state championship title.
Yes, it is. No doubt about it. It's going to be huge for the community, and Fife is a special school. We all know what Coach Paul Benefield has done on the football side. He's been on our show many times, and they win yet another state championship this year, moving up to the 3A classification. But basketball has also been very, very good, and now they have taken the next step, gotten to the Final Four, and won a game, and now in the state championship game, trying to win a state title for their community in boys basketball. And their longtime head coach is now with us on the Neighbors Wealth Management Hotline. He was telling me yesterday via text that he listens to us often. We really appreciate that. And it's an honor to have him on the show for the first time this morning. And that is Neil Thrash. Coach, it's great to have you this morning. You're with Drew and Scott. How are you?
Morning, Coach.
Good morning, guys. I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And I guess, first of all, this has been a really consistent program you've had at Fife. I mean, you've been there for a long time, I believe. Is this your 15th year at Fife, Coach?
Yes, sir, it is. It's my 15th year as a head coach here at Fife.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk about first, before we get into basketball, before we get anything, talk about how special it is for the community. I mean, the football team does what they do. We talk about them ad nauseum, but let's talk about the basketball team. For you guys getting to the state championship game, what has this all done to the community?
They're really excited. I'm outside the gym right now, and they put up all kinds of banners and posters and everything cheering the kids on. So everybody in the community is really excited. I'm getting all kinds of congratulations and texts, but we are trying to just treat it as the next game and hopefully pull out another win.
Yeah, and Coach, obviously you had to play a really good basketball team in the semifinal, Cottage Hill, who had only lost one game all year and I think had been number one for the majority of the season, along with your rival Plainview, and we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. But talk about how your kids, I mean, because this is the first Final Four trip under your leadership, and sometimes you wonder how your kids will react on that kind of stage. But obviously, they've played a very tough schedule. Sand Mountain basketball is outstanding, so you had to be proud of the way they played the other night.
It was, gosh, they played really well, defensively especially, and rebounding the basketball. We dominated the boards, which was what we set out to do. And defensively, they followed their assignments, and it was led by Micah Johnson. He's one of our key defensive players, and he guarded their best player, a 6'6 forward, and did an unbelievable job.
Well, Coach, we obviously you guys were well prepared going into the semifinal game, and a lot of that probably has to do with the fact that your region and the area that you play in over there on Sand Mountain. I mean, you're having to go against Robbie Coker in Plainview multiple times a season. I'm sure, I mean, the style of basketball, we talk about how good it is here inside Huntsville. It's just as good up there in your area.
Yes, Plainview, everybody knows about their last 4 or 5 years in basketball with three trips to the finals. But there's other schools over here, too, that play tough basketball. Asbury, Coach Johnny Pelham, does an outstanding job every year. Seems like he takes the least amount of talent, gets the most out of kids. It's just unbelievable how hard they play. And then North Sand Mountain up here on the northern end of the mountain, they play a different style of ball, but it's fun to watch, and it's just as effective. They'll beat your butt if you're not ready to play. And they beat our butts a couple of times this year.
Well, yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, Coach, I mean, you could argue that Plainview, and I, of course, I saw North Sand Mountain against Huntsville earlier this year, and it was a great game. Huntsville came back and won that game. It was very high scoring in the high 80s, low 90s. Huntsville comes back in the fourth quarter to win. But you, with your team, with North Sand Mountain, your team, and Plainview, that's three schools just right there that I think are all capable of winning a blue trophy.
Plainview's already done it.
Exactly.
So And so I hope we're able to follow suit. I hope we're able to do it too. So if we play as hard as we did the other day and as intelligently as we did the other day, maybe we can pull out one.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's look ahead then, and let's break it down a little bit. What is it going to take for you guys to get that state championship tomorrow at 11:30 when you take on Montgomery Catholic?
Yeah, and we know you've been studying them. And the neat thing, Coach, is this is the same school that Fife beat for the football state title. That's a rarity.
Yeah, they've got a lot of those same kids that play football, that play basketball, and they're just very athletic, very quick, fast to the ball. They live, they feast off turnovers, so we'll have to make sure that we value each possession, try not to make a million turnovers. I know we're going to commit some, but they live off the turnover. They have a point guard that's very good at penetrating, getting into the paint on the defense. He kicks it out to three-point shooters, so that's something we have to defend. And they have a 6'7 post player that's fairly athletic and, you know, and has good size for a 3A.
Yeah, and obviously you had to defend a 6'6 post. As you said, your team did a very good job. You talk about Michael Johnson doing a very good job of defending a kid like that when you beat Cottage Hill. It has to be something that you're fairly confident that your team can accomplish.
Well, we can do it. I don't know if we come out focused enough to do what's going to be required, but
right.
I hope they are. I have a senior team. They didn't do a lot of celebrating the other night. All the fans did a lot of celebrating, but our kids felt like they were on a mission. They had one more game to win, and that's kind of the way we're approaching it. We've got one more game to win.
Mm-hmm. Well, Coach, kind of break down your team for us.
Exactly,
us know who kind of has led the way this year, and tell us a little bit about some of the guys on the floor.
Yeah, that special senior group.
Well, all five guys have led us in scoring this year, so it's just not one person. They try to come out and play defense and rebound the basketball every night. They've done an outstanding job of that. But different guys have kept us scoring every ball game, and that's a good thing. The other night against Plainview, we had our three guards, Xavier Works, who hit five or six trays. I forgot how many, but he led us in scoring. And he's usually more of a passive kind of guy, defender, and gives the ball up. But that game, we needed him to step up and make some shots, and he really did. He's our three guard. On the two side, we have Tate Gooseby. He's a 6'5". He plays inside. He plays outside, but he spends most of the time at the guard position. He's a very savvy player, high basketball IQ, really understands the game real well, and he helps us with rebounding. He's able to score some. Our point guard, Parker Godwin, last year he was just our catalyst, our dynamo that did a lot of our scoring, but this year he is taking more of a team concept. Now, he can take over a game, but he's involving everybody on the team a lot more. He's a good shooter, good penetrator, can finish, has a nice little mid-range jump shot that a lot of schools don't utilize anymore, but we still do. Micah Johnson, I just mentioned, he's a 6'4 forward, unbelievable athlete. He can run, he can jump. He never runs out of energy, it seems like. He can score. He can rebound. He helps handle the ball, too, when people double-team our point guard, Parker Godwin. And then our big guy, Brody Dalton, who's a UAB football commit. He's about 6'6", 230 pounds, and he's an unbelievable athlete as well as far as running, jumping, strength, a nice touch on the hoop, and all these – guys together make a pretty sound team.
Oh, they really do. And Coach, I wanted to ask you about how special a school Fife is. Obviously, you have stayed there. You've built a very strong program on Sand Mountain and trying to win your first state championship. Coach Paul Benefield has won multiple times, done such a great job with the football program. He's been there since 97. I believe he's just finished his 25th year at Fife. What makes it so special, a place to stay there long term and build programs like you guys have?
Well, it's the community. There's just real good people, real hard worker, blue collar community.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mind working, I think that's the reason. Coach Benefield and I both graduated here at Fife in 1976.
That's awesome.
And we both went on to other schools and then decided to make a move back to Fife. And he's been here much longer than me, and he's established an unbelievable program. And I've tried to do my best to, you know, have pretty sound teams. In the last 3 or 4 years, we've been very competitive.
How difficult of a year was it to keep everybody on the floor together, keep everything going, with all the hurdles that you had to go through with COVID, et cetera?
We lost some games. We lost a tournament at Fort Payne where we were planning on playing some bigger schools, out-of-state schools, and they weren't allowed to come. So we lost 3 games there. And then we lost 1 or 2 regular season games to COVID, and we're able to reschedule 1 or 2 of them. But it's been something that's been in everybody's mind, taking their mind up. I mean, the fans especially. Our fans have been cut down to 25% or something like that. And we play our county tournament at the Civic Center in Rainesville. It usually holds over 2,000, and, you know, half that was there. So it's been – it's just really a downer for the fans, I know. Today's game's a sellout, and people were – or tomorrow's game – scrambling for tickets all day yesterday because of the limited capacity.
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, that's what everyone's been running into, even the small communities, because they're holding the crowds down to around 1,100 or 1,000 people. And these are events that are special. It's special to play for a state title, get to a Final Four for your program. So a lot of people want to experience that. And we've seen Fife shows up in droves. They certainly support the football program. 5-time state champion, and now they're wanting to travel and support your kids. So that's one of the what you're talking about, Coach, a lot of community support.
Yes, our kids feed off of it just like all the other communities do. And I think Montgomery Catholic sold out all their tickets as well. So down at Bill Harris Arena Friday at around 11:30, I imagine it's going to be packed.
I would imagine, yes, no doubt.
All right, Coach, spell it out for us. Fife's going to get a win tomorrow in the Class 3A title game, if this happens.
If we're able to make some easy baskets, play great defense, and rebound the basketball. Real simple game. That's about the same thing we talk about every ball game.
We really look forward to it. It's going to be a heck of a matchup, no doubt. Once again, it was a great game on the football field for a state championship. Great comeback by Fife, and hopefully it's going to be another great afternoon, as you said, an 11:30 a.m. tip-off tomorrow as the Fife Red Devils go for the state championship, the first of your outstanding career. And we really hope that is able to happen. I mean, and we've already talked about it this week, Coach. It's really difficult. It's been done a few times, but you don't see the same school win one in the two major sports, football and basketball, often.
No, it's kind of special. We have a special group of kids. They're pretty good in everything they play, and when they take the floor, take the field, baseball, football, basketball, they expect to win. And so I hope they have that same attitude tomorrow. I hope they expect to win.
Yes, I think they do, no doubt. Well, Coach, it's been a true pleasure to have you. Safe travels back to Birmingham, to Bill Harris Arena, for your kids and your program and all the fans over there at Fife. We know we have a lot of listeners from Sand Mountain. We appreciate them, and including yourself. And good luck to your program. We hope you bring back a blue trophy, and we thank you for giving us a few minutes this morning.
Thank you very much.